Welcome in to Tri-State Today on WCMD with your host, Amanda Mangan.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. I am your host, Amanda Mangan. Hopefully you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to this morning. A busy day, as always. And first off, America's Got Talent winner Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. is joining the West Virginia Department of Education to promote adult education. And he's kicking things off this morning with us. Thank you so much for joining me. I truly appreciate the time. So tell me about this new campaign that you're a part of, really encouraging folks to graduate, right?
Yes, that's what it's all about. You know, I dropped out of high school in, I guess, 11th grade, and I've always wanted to go back. You know, but life catches up with you, and it passes by so fast. And, you know, here we are, like, 25 years later, you know, and I'm going back to school because the pandemic was basically a blessing in disguise for me. It gave me time to actually sit back and smell the roses after winning America's Got Talent and, you know, having this 9-year career in the music industry. And I had some time off, so I took that time off to go back to school and graduate.
So what was it like once you made that decision to get the wheels really in motion?
It was weird because, I mean, you have to put your mindset back to high school. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, the good thing about it is, you know, I wasn't really in the classroom too much. I did a lot of my study at edgenuity.com and also went to the Ralph Community Center in my neighborhood and did some of the study courses there, you know, in a classroom with maybe like, I guess about 6-7 people, because it was all, basically everything was quarantined and we had to wear masks and get tested every day we went there. But I went there for a couple of days and studied and took a couple of quick tests. But I also came home, got my tablet, turned ESPN and SportsCenter and Netflix and YouTube off and just basically sit there and study, you know, on edgenuity.com, taking all the tests for about 2 hours a day. And then I went and took the test, but the craziest part about it was just putting my mindset back into high school mode, and then realizing that, you know, that math problems get weird, you know, especially when they got like alphabets and numbers together in algebra. It's like, why does this X have to equal 7?
Yeah, it gets really confusing really quickly. So what was it like going through the classes and getting them completed?
Oh, it was fun. I mean, as I got more into it, the more I wanted to do it. I think I'm going to try to pursue my education even further now, because now my mind is, I want more. You know, it's just, it's like I love, you know, solving things. I love science and I love math. I loved reading and writing and the essay parts of it, and especially like the world history parts of it. And, you know, I love stuff like that. I love that challenge. And so I just want to pursue it even further. I don't know what I'm going to do. Probably go get a business degree or use my honorary doctorate in music or something. You know, I want to do so much more, but it's all to inspire. I mean, I'm glad that I did it for myself, you know, but at the same time, you want to inspire everybody else who felt the same way that I was feeling. You know, it's kind of embarrassing. It's like, wow, I didn't graduate high school, but I know like so many people around me that did that I didn't think should have graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but then I have all these accolades. I mean, I've got the top 10 outstanding young American award. That's the Toya Award from the JCs. You know, I got the Distinguished West Virginia Award. I have, you know, Personality of the Year Award, and I won that over Kim Kardashian, Steve Harvey, and like all of these, you know, upper class Hollywood people. But I mean, the only award that I didn't have is my high school diploma. It was the only thing that was missing, and none of those other awards filled that void. None of them filled that void that that was missing in my life. I mean, I've been to the top of it all. Like, won $1 million. I won the biggest TV show in the world right now. But I still didn't have a high school diploma, and that just always bothered me. It was always in the back of my mind. And you know, and I always wanted to do it, and I kept telling everybody, I want to go back to school, I want to go back to school. But, you know, concert after concert, after show, time just went by. And I was just like, wow. As soon as this pandemic hit, I sit on the couch, probably gained about 5-10 pounds in my stomach.
I think we all did, right?
I know. And I was just like sitting around. I was like, this is killing me. I'm so used to being on the stage or in California or in New York somewhere performing. Now I'm sitting here on the couch and I can't go outside. I can't go nowhere. And then I was just thinking, like, this is the time. I can go back to school. And so that's what I did. And my girlfriend was like, are you sure you want to do it? Because like I said, I kept telling my team, you know, my management and all, everybody was like, man, I want to go back to school. But, you know, it's like nobody was really on board with it because I had so many shows.
Right.
So, but in the pandemic, you know, I'm sitting there with my girlfriend. I was like, I want to go back to school. She was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. Now that this pandemic, I might as well go back to school. She was like, well, I'll sign you up, but don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. And if you're going to do it, don't be just, you know, sitting around and think you're not going to be studying, because I'm going to be making you study. And I was like, yeah, I don't need you to be Miss Smith right now. You got to be my teacher. Right? You about to pull out the ruler and smack me on the hand or something. Like,
some tough love.
No, I'm just saying, don't be wasting my time. So, you know, when I sit down on the bed and start studying, she signed me up with edgenuity.com and everything, and we got the vocational center to, you know, hook me up with the whole process of it all. And she helped me out with it. And I sit there and I studied. I did all the work. And but when I tried to, like, you know, start daydreaming or looking at TV, she would get up and unplug the TV. Like, like, you could have just clicked it off. Now I got to reprogram the TV. It was just funny, man. But it was so much fun. And it's not an easy test. So I don't want to, like, give people the impression that it's an easy thing. It's really not. You really have to sit down for 2 to 3 hours and study and get your mind back into it. I mean, and I was in classes with some students that were, you know, 4 years in. Basically, like, Landell, why are you in this class? This class is hard. And I'm like, well, I'm just trying to get my high school diploma. And they're like, yeah, me too. This is my fifth time taking this test. And I'm like, what? It scared me to death. I was like, wow, I don't want to be in here 5 times trying to take this test. But hey, if that's what you got to do, and you got to keep trying, you got to keep trying, you know. But, you know, so the first time I took the test, I passed everything except for the math. And I was just like, how did I flunk the math? Like, I love math. But, you know, it's just like, during the test, it was like every time I got ready to take that math test, well, when I took that math test, it's like my mind went blank. So
yeah.
I came home, I shook that off, and was like, okay, I passed all the rest. I just got to pass this math test. So I studied math. I started looking up YouTube videos and doing the edgenuity.com programs, but doing a whole lot of YouTube videos and writing down everything that the YouTube videos are showing me, as far as algebra 1 and 2 and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I went to my sister. You know, you gotta have a lifeline. My sister was my lifeline.
Yeah.
Because my sister made straight A's in school. So I was just like, I asked her, I said, Niecy, how did you study for your math test? She was like, what's wrong? I was like, well, I'm going back to school. She was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. She's like, I was like, yeah, I passed everything else, but I didn't pass the math. She was like, well, with math, you need to, if you didn't pass it, you need to study you know, an hour or two before you go take the test. And I was like, huh? She's like, when do you study? I was like, well, I study, you know, like a week ago, and then I take a couple of days off, and then I go take the test. She was like, no, you gotta study 2 to 3 hours or an hour or two before you actually go take the test. And that's what I did, and when I went back, I passed. And I was just like, wow.
And it's so important to have those people and in your corner, right, to be able to have that support system that you can go to.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to have that, because it gets very discouraging, especially when you see something that just doesn't make sense. You know, and a lot of that algebra stuff doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to realize how to put the sense to it, you know, and how you put the sense to algebra is learning the definition of the words that's in the math equations. Because if you don't know the definition of the words, like sum, what's the sum of? You got to learn the definition of the word sum. So you can figure out how to start solving the problem, you know? And so I had to learn the definition of the words in the math equations. And once I did that, you know, it came to me. I was just like, wow, I can do this. But you still have to have that support system, even when you're going through those type of things. And luckily, you know, the woman in my life was right there by my side to, like, keep me going and unhook the TV, because I would, like, turn on SportsCenter and, like, I ain't got time for this. And what am I doing? She was like, nope. Da-da-da. And I ain't heard the other da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Like, she would just click it off, like, or unhook it. You know, she made me just stop watching other stuff and study for 2 hours. Like, but I would just sit in my room, comfortable. You get in a comfortable space, you know, somewhere where you can, like, relax and there's not a lot of distractions around you. And I'm in the woods in West Virginia, you know, up on the mountain. So I got all the tranquility I need as far as, you know, staying focused on this, unless, you know, it's SportsCenter or the NBA or stuff like that. But, you know, you need that support system. You need somebody in your corner that's going to motivate you. And I'm trying to be that motivation for, you know, my generation, the generations before me that dropped out, and the ones in school now that's thinking about dropping out. No, don't drop out. Stay in school so you don't have to do what I did. You don't have to go through what I went through, you know, and that's what it's all about, just inspiring people.
So how did it feel when you got your diploma?
Oh, it felt great. I mean, I think it was better than winning America's Got Talent. Yeah. America's Got Talent was the biggest thing that ever happened in my life. But like I said, none of that fulfilled that void. It was always in the back of my mind. That diploma has been haunting me for, it's been haunting me for over 25 years.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, it's crazy. I didn't even realize how much it really haunted me until I actually passed. I was just like, wow, I got my diploma. I sit there and just was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, after all this time, I got my diploma. And then it's like, you know, all the newspapers and, well, we kind of, like, didn't want to, like, make a big deal out of it because, you know, there are people in high school that's graduating, you know, and actually doing it the right way, staying in school. But at the same time, you know, they encouraged me to, you know, share it with the rest of the world and be, you know, an inspiration to other people, because there's so many other people out there that's just like me. So I was just like, okay, well, I'll do that. But I was just trying to, like, keep it, you know, to myself. I was just like, well, I'll just get my diploma and, you know, and then if somebody ever asks me again, I can say, yeah, I graduated, you mm-hmm. know. But once it, you know, everybody found out, they was like, wow. And I just graduated high school. And then they was like, wow, that's so inspirational. You know, and then now it's me out on this educational campaign to inspire people to go back to school, you know, and pursue your education, you know, and I'm very proud and glad to be a part of that, you know, because everybody needs some inspiration in their life and some type of motivation. If me getting my diploma and me using my platform, you know, to inspire somebody to actually go do that, then it's a great thing.
What's the reaction been so far? What have you heard from other people who are working to get their diploma too?
I've heard a great deal of responses. You know, a lot of people are seeing me all over the billboards now. So it's like I'm driving down the street like, Landell, I'm going back to school too. You know, they pull up on the side of me about to run me off the road. I've seen you on the billboards. You know, it's sort of like when I won America Got Talent, like they had me all over the billboards all across the state then when I was on that show, you know, and the people pull up on side of me trying to take pictures of me on the freeway, like, but they don't realize that they're about to crash into me and run me off the road. But that's all starting to happen again. So it's just like I get to a red light and it's like a whole carload of people beside me like, well, now we love you, man. Keep doing it. You know, and but it's all in good nature. Mm-hmm. Everybody's being inspired by it, as far as I can tell. And, you know, a lot of people across the state are thanking me for actually representing in those positive ways.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to do my best to just to be a good person and always, you know, give back any way that I can, whether it's through education or, you know, financial situations like flood victims or abused children or abused women, homelessness, veterans, whatever it is. I'm always trying to pay it forward. And so now here I am in my education, paying it forward again. It's just who I am.
So what's your main message to folks who are struggling and waiting and having a hard time trying to make that first step to get back into it?
It's never too late to graduate. That's what the billboard says. You know, and that's my message. It's just never too late to graduate, because a lot of people get that in their mind that, oh, man, I waited too late. I ain't about to go back to school and be sitting around these young kids or sitting in the classroom looking like, you know, such and such. So I ain't going to do it. But that's the wrong attitude to have. Because you basically just failed right there. Mm-hmm. You never even gave yourself a chance. And so I'm just trying to make sure people give themselves a chance. Get up and get off the couch. Go graduate, especially if you can make the time to do it. And that's the hardest part about it. You know, a lot of people think, you know, most people just don't want to go back because they're embarrassed or whatever. That's a big part of it. But also, people have jobs. They have lives that they have started. And their lives are going, and it's hard to find that time to fit, you know, time to graduate.
Right.
So good things about, like, the program, edgenuity.com, is that you can study in your own leisure, on your own time, where you're just sitting around the house when you're basically getting ready to watch ESPN, or you're getting ready to watch soap operas, or you're getting ready to watch, you know, Jerry Springer or whatever. Or why are you watching Jerry Springer? It just takes an hour or two to sit there and study, take those tests, because you're basically feeding your mind, and you are what you eat. You know, you keep taking it in, eventually you'll get it. You know, and that's what I did. I just crammed it. I crammed. And a lot of it I was good at just because of life itself. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a lot of common sense, and I used a lot of that to, you know, to get through a lot of those tests, because, you know, the world history parts of it, it's things that I had already knew about the Boston Tea Party, or, you know, it was things that I had already known about the president, you know, and landmarks and times when certain things happen in history. I just already knew them. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was the great part about it is, you know, life itself had taught me a whole lot of those things. You know, but like I said, when it comes down to the math parts and stuff like that, it is not easy, man. I still hate fractions.
I think a lot of us do. A lot of us do.
Numerator and denominator. I hate those two people.
Yeah, right. You're not alone. You're not alone there. So
we're... Oh, my God, I hate them. And then that little decimal. Why is the decimal even this?
Right, right.
And I just put him where he's supposed to go. Wow.
Yeah. So where can folks go if they want to find out more?
You can go to, I think it's West Virginia Education .org. And, you know, just sign up and go on edgenuity.com and start taking your courses, man. Once you get all of that stuff lined up, I mean, you can make the sky's the limit. It's wvadulted.com.
Perfect.
And that number is 800-642-2670.
Perfect. Thank you. And so what's next for you?
What's next for me? I have a lot of shows lined up. I have one here at the New River Gorge, August the 1st at the Grandview Amphitheater, along with my special friends, Voices of Classic Soul. That is three guys, one from the Platters, one from the Drifters, and one from the Temptations and the Four Tops. Guy named Theo Peoples, he performed with the, he was actually part of the Temptations and the Four Tops. You got one Platter, one Drifter, and one Four Top Temptation. Under the Stars, the Grandview Amphitheater, August the 1st. And then I got Live on the Levee, October the 1st. I'm the last event for the summer for Live on the Levee in Charleston, West Virginia. And then, you know, I have like Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And I got the Smith Center in Las Vegas. And then it's just on from there. It's just a whole lot of different other places. You know, that we were lining up, everything's starting to open up. So all the shows that I basically had on my books are all coming back now. They all was just postponed. I didn't really lose any shows. Mm-hmm. It was just all pushed back. And so now they're all starting to come back in. And, you know, and it's time to see the world again. Hopefully, you know, I can stay safe and everybody else can stay safe out here. We can enjoy this music. And also get up and graduate.
Definitely. And if folks want to find out more about you, where can they go?
You can go to LandauMurphyJr.com. That is my official website. You can also follow me on my official Facebook page, Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. And then I'm on Twitter at Eugene. What is it? It's Eugene Landau Jr., I think. And, then you can follow me on Instagram, also at Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Anything else that you want to get out there for folks?
I just want to let everybody know that it's never too late to graduate. And that's the truth, man. You just got to, you know, you got to have a lot of self-motivation. And you need to have a support team around you so you can stay motivated. And it's never too late. Get up and go get it.
Definitely. Well, thank you again so much for taking the time. I truly appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
And again, congratulations. That's America's Got Talent winner Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. And again, don't forget, you can find out more at the West Virginia Department of Education's website as well. We've got more details, more information on our site. Keep it close. A lot more coming up on this edition of Tri-State Today on WCMD. This is Cumberland's News Talk Sports.